Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called fully steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight higher on ideas that cold temperatures and bitter wind chills in western areas of the Corn Belt could slow marketings. Terminals are called steady to higher with tops from $38.50 to $46. Peoria called steady to 50 cents higher today with a top price of $38.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, January 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,516. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 50.75 to 65.50. The weighted average was 59.15, a gain of 83 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.62 to $50. The weighted average was $48.67. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,690. The base price range was $51.50 to $65. The weighted average was $61.73, a loss of 39 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.59 to $50, and the weighted average was $46.04.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's cold agricultural weather across the Corn Belt is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Indeed, cold it is and cold it will stay. Bitterly cold weather is increasing the stress on livestock, conditions particularly harsh across the upper Midwest, gusty winds accompanying temperatures that are in a general range between 0 and 10 below 0, and wind chill factors as cold as around 30 below this morning, snow showers affecting much of the eastern Corn Belt. And the cold air looks to be settling into the region for at least the next week or so. There is some snow predicted for lower parts of the Midwest soft wheat region Thursday. 1 to 3 inches will be sufficient to restore some protection to the wheat across the region. And temperatures, again, bitterly cold this weekend and early next week with extreme lows near 0 Fahrenheit. And that will raise the potential for some crop damage in areas that do not have the sufficient snow coverage for the wheat there. There may be some holes in the snow coverage and a dusting of an inch or two with accumulation is all that is anticipated outside the Ohio River Valley prior to the coldest air arriving this weekend. That may leave parts of Missouri and Illinois exposed to some of the coldest conditions. We did have a little bit of snow across the area last night, but again, it was just a dusting and the winds blew that away this morning. Outside of the Midwest, there is also some cold air this morning in the south. This morning's temperatures in Florida dropped down into the 30s, but not low enough to sufficiently threaten the strawberry or winter vegetable crop there. Readings remained at or above freezing in nearly all the key agricultural areas of Florida overnight as cloud cover increased in advance of a weak storm system that will be crossing the western Gulf region. Across the plains, colder than normal weather, maintaining a substantial snow cover across much of eastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas. A shallow snow cover continues to insulate the winter wheat across the remainder of the central plains. Farther to the north, little or no snow covers the winter grains across Montana and western South Dakota, where temperatures this morning fell to around 0 or maybe even below in a few areas. Outside of the U.S., our south in Brazil, showers and thunderstorms occurred yesterday. Coverage was around 75% of their crop area. Rainfall varied widely from a few locations in central Mato Grosso and southern Goyas, reporting an inch to more than 2 inches. Rainfall elsewhere varied from a few hundredths of an inch to around 9/10 of an inch. Showers and thunderstorms will continue frequently across center-south and center-west Brazil over the next week, and it's the center-south that has continued to be too wet. The second week of two-week forecast period offers additional showers and thunderstorms in Brazil, but the precipitation may not be quite as persistent and heavy as that of this first week. For Argentina, favorable weather pattern will prevail across Argentina's major grain and oilseed production areas through the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Net drying may occur in many areas during the first week of the forecast, although some showers are expected. An improvement in rainfall should occur during the second week, although no major soaking rains are anticipated. Pockets of net drying are anticipated in Argentina over the next week, but no large area is likely to be excessively dry. Timely rainfall will continue through February and into March to support the best production potential for summer crops. And very briefly, looking at Asia, there is still a need for some rain across India. A few showers did occur yesterday, but rainfall was not very great, varying only up to about 2/10 of an inch. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 479 and a quarter, up one last trade down 1 3/4. July, 491 and a quarter, up one last trade down a quarter. March wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago opened at 457 and a half, up one, last trade unchanged. July, 478 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade up 3/4. December, $5 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade down one. March corn opened at $4, unchanged, last trade down 2 1/4. July, 418 and a half, unchanged, last trade down 1 1/2. December, 394 and a half, unchanged, last trade down 1 3/4. March 2008, 399 and a half, unchanged, last trade up a half. March beans opened at 710, up a half, last trade down 2 1/4. July, 738 and 3/4, up a half, last trade down 1. November, 763, unchanged, last trade down 2 3/4. March soybean meal opened at 206.40, unchanged, last trade down 70. March soybean oil opened at 28.82, unchanged, last trade down 13. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
There you are, fresh off last evening's AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panel in Decatur. What did you come away with from producers in terms of something you might have not known or something that was reiterated?
Well, I think that with these high prices, producers are more interested than maybe some people would think they would be as far as how to take advantage of them, how to protect them, and I think that's a good thing.
Let's turn our attention to the market today, where overnight we really didn't see a whole lot on the electronic trade, not a lot of fundamental news overnight either. Do these markets drift a little bit lower off of the opening bell?
Yeah, we might see a little two-sided early, but we're looking for basically drifting lower, a lack of any news to push it one way or the other. South American weather is still good, but, you know, it's a little dry, and if that continues, that could help push it. But you get to Asia, and you got more bird flu coming up. So there's a little bit of news on each side, but not much to help much. There are still people waiting to buy if we would go down and make new lows. But yesterday we did hold support on some real technical places. Example, when the January 12th report came out, we're about at those places where it stopped on yesterday's lows. And if it breaks through those, that could be some technical negative news.
So March corn filling its downside gap on weekly charts, 396.5 is that particular number. We're going to watch closely to see if we go down from there.
Right. And then, you know, the next gap from that's down the 20 cents below that, where, you know, where we were the day before the report.
And it looks like corn was also suffering a little bit from unwinding of long corn, short bean spreads. Is there more of that to be done?
There's a little bit more of that to be done, I'm sure. And, you know, the beans held in a lot better. But also yesterday had very good bean export numbers versus the corn and wheat weren't that great. So, yeah, there's a little bit more of that. And expect it to be just a little lower, maybe not really much happening today.
Let's turn our attention then to the wheat, where we were in a sideways pattern for about 2 weeks, but I guess yesterday you might say it broke downward, and now maybe we're looking at 440 level?
We could be doing that. It's still following corn, but it also might have broke especially the old crop wheat down. New crop, there's still worries about what we'll have there, whether they're going to tear up acres or whether, you know, it'll continue on.
Let's get the calls then.
Calls basically are 1 to 2 lower on corn, beans, and wheat. And you get over the livestock, we're basically mixed on hogs and unchanged down 15 on the cattle.
Thank you very much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.